This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFK. If you're not already a member, consider joining with us and keep free speech alive.
Occupy your public airwaves. That's what we're doing right here on KPFK. This is your broadcast. Every Wednesday we're here at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time on KPFK, Pacifica Radio, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, 93.7 FM in San Diego, and 99.5 FM in up and down the Central Coast, and of course, coast to coast and around the globe on kpfk.org. That's right, it is I, Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen, investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, and today, occupier of your public airwaves. Glad you could join us this afternoon as the occupation grows. The revolution, it may not be televised, but it will be radioactive, says me, at least for the next few nights. I'm here today, and I'll also be guest hosting. I hope you'll join me. I'll be guest hosting for Mike Malloy on his nationally syndicated radio show. Tonight, Thursday and Friday, you can listen to him on the Sirius Channel 127 from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Also, K-Talk out here in L.A. runs the first 2 hours, in any case, of Mike's show from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific time. We will be checking in on that show with the Occupy Wall Street folks, also with the new Occupy Washington, D.C., folks, as a new occupation kicks off out in the nation's capital starting tomorrow, and Mike Malloy will be out there actually emceeing that event. He'll be checking in with us. So you may have seen, of course, if you were lucky, video footage of what's been going on down there in New York City, and I'm told just before airtime this afternoon that some 15,000 were on hand downtown in Wall Street for the Occupy Wall Street demonstrations today, as a whole bunch of public unions joined in support of the folks, the students, the protesters, the demonstrators, whatever you want to call them, who have been down there in Liberty. They call it Liberty Square now, I think, down in Wall Street. You also may have seen footage of those folks being pepper sprayed. You may have seen scenes from the mass arrests that took place over the weekend as the New York Police Department allowed protesters to march onto the Brooklyn Bridge, only then to pen them off, if you will, to arrest them, to trap them on the Brooklyn Bridge and arrest them. More than 700 arrests out there over the weekend down in New York City. We'll certainly be talking about that and much more on tonight's Mike Malloy show. The scene, however, out here in Los Angeles to date has been decidedly different. And we're going to speak with one of the folks who has been occupying L.A. from OccupyLosAngeles.org in a moment. But I want to give you just a difference in the pictures of what's going on down in Wall Street in New York. And, of course, these are now springing up all across the nation and even across the world. But the difference between what's going on in New York, where there were some arrests, the white shirt police were pepper spraying protesters and so forth a few days back, and then the scene we have in Los Angeles. And I'm going to read just a little bit from the L.A. Times, believe it or not, just to give you a different idea of what's going on out here in Los Angeles. This is from Kate Linthicum on the L.A. Now blog last night. She writes, during Tuesday's Los Angeles City Council meeting, where the most scintillating item on the agenda was a proposal to increase ticket prices at the L.A. Zoo, a speaker stood up and told lawmakers they were ignoring an obvious fact. Quote, "You are surrounded by tents." He was referring to the large group of protesters camped a few hundred feet away on a grassy lawn outside City Hall. The group, which calls itself Occupy LA, has been there since Saturday in a demonstration against economic policies that benefit corporations and the wealthiest Americans. The speaker, a well-known political gadfly named John Walsh, invited the council members to tour the tent city outside. So when the meeting adjourned, several of them did. It, quote, it's an entourage of peacemakers, Walsh said giddily as he walked towards the protest with Councilman Bill Rosendahl, Eric Garcetti, Ed Reyes, and Dennis Zine. It's the right thing to do, said Zine, who until recently was a registered Republican. Quote, we could just drive by them or we could go talk to them, he said. The lawmakers, dressed in dark suits and surrounded by aides, caused a stir when they approached the ragtag collection of tents, tarps, and sleeping bags just off of Temple Street. News media and protesters armed with video cameras swarmed as the officials shook hands and introduced themselves to the protesters. Rosendahl told one woman that he empathized with the demonstrators, especially with their complaints about the role of banks in the foreclosure crisis. Quote, we are not enemies with the people here, Rosendahl said. Many of us totally agree with you that the situation we're in is truly intolerable. Another woman, a 21-year-old protester named Catherine Knox Davis, thanked Rosendahl for his support and asked for a hug. He obliged. In the weeks leading up to the demonstration, which began Saturday with a march from Pershing Square, protesters devised a loose governing structure that in some ways resembles the city council. And, of course, it also resembles what's been going on in New York City. At Occupy LA, every protester is a member of what is known as the General Assembly, and many sit on one of several committees, like security, print media, and so forth. It is customary that any time someone has news to share, the entire group echoes the words of the speaker to make sure everyone hears. So when a man shouted out, "We've got two guests today who want to talk to the General Assembly," The whole crowd repeated him. "Do I hear any objections?" he asked. There were none. Rosendahl and Garcetti, the two council members who remained, called for equality in fiery speeches. When Garcetti shouted, "This is your city hall," the crowd repeated, "This is our city hall." "Stay as long as you need," Garcetti told them. "We're here to support you." Rosendahl said he hopes to introduce a resolution supporting the demonstrators during Wednesday's city council meeting, and many of those camped outside were expected to attend. We're going to find out how that city council meeting went today, and frankly, how the protesters are faring today. We've had, for folks who are not out here in Los Angeles, we have had pretty much torrential rain. Since a rain front moved in late last night, and I think it could be one of the first real tests of this group out there, the Occupy LA group, and it also will be interesting to find out how they hold up, because the same thing is going to be happening around the country as winter moves in to these various occupations. So to find out about all of the above, we're joined now by Lisa Clay Peer. She's the media organizer for Occupy Los Angeles. You can get more information, of course, at OccupyLosAngeles.org. Lisa, welcome to KPFK.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing our voice to be on the airwaves.
Well, these are your public airwaves, and I wish you guys were heard a lot more across them than you're allowed to be right now. But I'm going to do my best to change that for you here this afternoon and maybe for the next couple of nights. So first off, how are you guys holding up now? You've had beautiful weather for the last few days, and all of a sudden this rainstorm comes in. How are you guys all holding up out there in your tent city occupation?
Well, we are a little wet, to say the least.
Yeah.
But, of course, a state would have it. Now that we are all parked and we're dry now, it has now stopped raining.
Okay, good. And I think it's beginning to clear up. Now, how long are you guys going to stay? And if this weather continues, have you seen people leaving, going home, giving up? Has this been dispiriting in any way over the last few hours?
No, not at all. In fact, if anything, it's growing. We have, you know, as most people know, and those who don't, we had 3,000 Angeles citizens march onto City Hall on Saturday, October 1st, and it has been consistent every night. We've had over 350 people camping out on City Hall. What's been great about this movement is that we have been working in compliance with the rules, and so the dynamics of that is that at 10 o'clock every night, we have to break down and move to the sidewalk, so those people in the tents are actually sleeping on the hard cement every night, and then at 6 a.m., they break down again, including our media tents, and moving back onto the grass.
And you have to do that every single night?
Every single night.
But nonetheless, the crowds are growing each day, you say?
Absolutely growing each day.
And how's the media attention? Are you guys getting what you would expect from the media? Now, I know you guys have only been out there for a few days versus the folks in New York for the last 3 weeks, but are you pleased so far with the coverage that you've been getting?
We're pleased with the attention that we're getting with the mass media, but interestingly, we are getting the truth broadcast on the international media. We now have over 20 countries who've flown in and who are covering this. And ironically, our national major news networks are not reporting the truth. What we are witnessing is that they're reporting that the average person here protesting is homeless and hippies. And so it's ironic that our national news networks are covering that while the major international news media is actually reporting and interviewing each individual person. And what I've been witnessing so far in the newsreels that I've been watching from the international news is actually more accurate and unbiased.
Well, yeah, I know. And I just heard a report on the way over here. We play Al Jazeera between 3 and 3:30. Al Jazeera English here on KPFK, and they were covering it, and they gave a very good and a very smart report. So, yeah, I guess, you know, you got to go across the pond. In fact, it was The Guardian who we saw on the way in here had reported that 15,000 had gathered, The Guardian in UK, 15,000 had gathered downtown in New York City. Well, that's what you got to do. You got to listen to public media or foreign media, apparently. Now, you guys, Lisa Clapier, you had this meeting this morning with the city council, who came out and greeted you guys yesterday. Can you tell us what happened today at the city council, and did they in fact pass a resolution of support?
They have officially given us a resolution, which will be voted before the city council on March 5th. And for those of you listening, it is called the Responsible Banking Measure, and it is CF09-0234. So we invite all listeners and all citizens to please be proactive and get involved and voice your concerns and your contribution to your council members so that when they go before, I misstated that. It went before today, and this official banking responsible banking measure is now a resolution that they are carrying forward to vote on.
So it will move forward. Yeah, you had said March 5th, so I think you meant October 5th today. This is the responsible thinking measure. That's the name of the resolution?
That's the name of the resolution, and the final vote will be October 28th before the city council.
Ah, okay. And what does that resolution essentially call for? I mean, I haven't seen it yet. If it's short enough, if you have it in front of you, you can go ahead and read us some of it, or you can just summarize it for us.
I will absolutely read it.
Great.
I will absolutely read it. And it comes. It was presented by City Councilman Richard Alarcón, and this is the final resolution. With the concurrence of the mayor of the city of Los Angeles, that by the adoption of this resolution, the City of Los Angeles hereby stands in support for the continuation of the peaceful and vibrant exercise of the First Amendment rights carried out by Occupy Los Angeles on the City Hall lawns, and it urges the city departments responsible for completing the implementation plan associated with this responsible banking measure, CF09-0234, was thereby approved by the council on March 5, 2011, which would address the concerns of Occupy Los Angeles demonstrators by demanding accountability and results from the banks that we invest taxpayer dollars in to bring the responsible banking measure for a final vote before the city council on October 28th.
Very good. It sounds like they've got a typo in there, too. Not March 5th, but October 5th. They need to change that. But
I get it again.
That's okay. No, you were reading. It's a very strong statement from it would be, if it's passed, I guess, from the mayor and the city council. Has Mayor Villagrosa come to visit you yet?
No, he is in support of this solidarity movement, and we have reports that he is on his way down, but we have not seen him yet.
He's on his way down today?
That's the trickle down the lane.
Okay, I see. You're putting your faith in trickle down, are you, Lisa Claypier? You're listening to Brad Friedman here on KPFK, speaking with Lisa Claypier, media organizer for Occupy LA, OccupyLosAngeles.org. I want to get into, in a moment here, what exactly it is that you guys could use and how we can all help you. But, you know, the big question that has come up from the media, what do these people want? What are their demands? They don't seem to have any specific demands. Perhaps it's a better question to ask you, what are these demonstrations about as you actually see them down there, Lisa?
Well, the in Los Angeles, as everybody knows, New York City started on September 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Los Angeles, we started about 10 days ago with a group of 30 people. And officially began occupying the City Hall 5 days ago. And we adopted the same principles of solidarity that New York City stated, which basically reduced to one word in communication to the banks is enough. Enough because the causes and consequences of our economic crisis are eroding the very social contract upon which the Constitution of the United States was founded.
And do you think it's enough of a message to say simply enough, or do you think that the protests, the demands have to be narrowed down to a very specific thing, a very specific point that, you know, something that is actually doable, something that you can actually stand off against? For example, out in, you know, Tahrir Square in Egypt, it was very clear. They wanted Mubarak to step down, and they weren't going to leave until he did. Do you guys plan to stay until something happens? And if so, what is that thing that you hope will happen?
Well, what's been taking place is, which has been really interesting to witness, is that this is actually a leaderless movement, and it's self-organizing itself. And how that's taking place is people are just volunteering whatever their gift or skill is, and ironically, it's been showing up with all the elements that we need to actually create a movement and have it be positive and thriving. And so we in the media tent have a variety of different people, from video photographers to editors to producers to people like myself who are an expert in live stream and producing. And we're just coming down here as citizens and gifting up our skills and talents so that we can participate and we can support this movement. What's taking place is that every evening at 7:30, there is a general assembly that is held on the North Lawn City Hall steps. And in that general assembly, every person's voice is heard. And we have created a list of demands, and it's quite large at this point, probably 30 or 40 demands. And for the people at home who are unable to come down here and participate, they can actually go to our website, which is OccupyLosAngeles.org, and if they go into forum, they can contribute what it is that they would like to see change. And New York is just now coming to the point where they have their demands. Mm-hmm. We are just at the beginning of this, and so we're just compiling those demands. I would imagine it's going to take us a few days a week to continue adding to that list, and then it'll probably take another week to whittle it down. And it's been really impressive because these general assemblies, they don't adopt any action or any demand, and we haven't actually whittled the demands yet, but they don't adopt anything unless the entire group consents. And that's the piece of it that I'm incredibly impressed with, because what we've been programmed in our lives to believe is that we need a hierarchical order. We need somebody to control the process. And I'm telling you right now, I'm witnessing nature brilliantly organized, self-organized, in a way that this is actually moving. It's progressive and it's thriving, and people are working through the process. Yes, we still every day get better at it. There's glitches, and we improve every day, but it's been amazingly brilliant to witness and very elegant.
Well, I'll tell you, Lisa, if it makes you feel any better, I don't think they have their demands really whittled down yet out there in New York City. So I know you guys got a later start than them. Take your time. I think it's quite interesting, you know, as this movement grows, as these occupations grow larger, as the top 1% are looking at what's going on, realizing what's going on, I think they're becoming kind of scared to death about this. So I'm rather enjoying that. So, you know, take your time. But I did, you know, if people haven't gotten a chance to look, I was reading yesterday at the General Assembly site for the New York City protest. I think it's nycga.org. And reading the minutes of these General Assembly meetings is so interesting to get a sense of the organizational structure, also to get an idea of what it is that folks need. You know, they were talking at a recent General Assembly meeting at the New York occupation about the need for sleeping bags. And 2 days later now, I saw an email show up in my box saying that, you know, donate $20. I think it was to, I don't know if it was Democracy for America or somebody like that was collecting money, $20 to buy a sleeping bag because they need 200 sleeping bags in New York City. But I was able to read that in the minutes of the General Assembly meeting. Are you guys posting your minutes online from these General Assemblies? Because I think it's a great way to get the word out about what you all need.
Yeah. We absolutely are. And the report now is that there are 147 cities across the United States that now have occupations, and at least 5 in Europe. And the general public has been fantastic. For those who can't come down and participate, like we volunteers are, mm-hmm. they are bringing food, they're bringing sleeping bags, they're bringing tents, they're bringing the tarps that we have today that have kept us dry. They've been donated by average citizens. Whatever the citizen could do, that's what they have been doing, and it's been providing us with the resources from Ethernet cables to socks to water.
Right.
And so it's given us the support that we need as a community. This is about all of us coming together and doing whatever we can do. And I have to tell you, I've been so incredibly impressed with the participation on that level.
Lisa, we've got just a few minutes left, so I want to get an idea. What, other than stopping by OccupyLosAngeles.org, where I hope folks will go and get information on this, what is it that you guys right now need that we might be able to help mobilize for you here across our public airwaves? What's the greatest need down there at this time?
The greatest need is just general food every day, because these occupiers are eating on site, staying here full time,
mm-hmm.
and so we've had wonderful support with general food and the live stream feed, which is livestream.com/OWS Los Angeles. We have a ticker that gets updated first,
mm-hmm.
and then it takes us a couple of hours to get everything posted to the website. So if people want imminent information about what the needs are, they can go to the live stream, and they'll be able to see what we need. But right now, we need ways to stay dry. We do need additional sleeping bags. We do need additional tents. We need towels and socks and jackets, raincoats, and ponchos are beautifully received, because that's keeping us dry. And we're running off of solar and generator power. And we've had wonderful support with some Ethernet hardline connections.
Mm-hmm.
But we need anything to do with video, taping and recording, extra equipment, batteries. And so we'll post those on the live stream, and that will get trickled down into the website. So if people want to be present, imminently, they can go to the live stream And otherwise, they can go to the website, and we'll make sure we continue to report, because I have to say this morning we put on the live stream that we needed pallets to lift everything, all the equipment up off the ground.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. Six pallets showed up within 5 minutes.
Pallets that showed up to keep things dry. Fabulous. That's livestream.owslosangeles.com?
It's livestream.com/OWS Los Angeles.
Okay, very good. Livestream.com/OWS Los Angeles, yeah. And OccupyLosAngeles.org. Lisa Clay-Pierre, very quickly, about 15 seconds here. How long do you think you're going to be out there at City Hall with these protesters?
Until we're done. I've prepared my life that if I have to be here at least 2 months, right now I've situated myself to do so. And if it takes longer, I'll renegotiate my family.
Very good. Listen, Lisa, spread the word. I am guest hosting the Mike Malloy Show, nationally syndicated show, for the next 3 nights. And every in the third hour all this week from, Pacific time, it would be 8 to 9 p.m., I'm going to leave it open for calls from occupations around the country. So if you guys want to use some of your public airwaves, your national public airwaves, from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, give us a call out there, 877-520-1150. It will be our phone number. We would love to hear from you and all the other occupations around the country. Lisa Clay-Pierre, thank you so much. Spread that word. Media organizer for Occupy LA, OccupyLosAngeles.org. Thank you for what you're doing, Lisa. Keep up the good fight and stay dry out there, and keep us updated on what's going on, will you?
Thank you. We will. United, we will. Thank you so much.
Very good. All right. Lisa Clay-Pierre from OccupyLosAngeles.org. Pay attention, people. What is going on here? We'll see if it lasts. If you think back to the very earliest days of what has become the big fake Tea Party movement, it started with some real populist anger before it was co-opted by the corporations. This is very real. I see no co-opting in sight, at least not by the corporations. This thing is just beginning. We will continue to cover it here on KPFK as we occupy your public airwaves. I will do so again tonight on the Mike Malloy Show. Tune in for that national broadcast, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can hear us on Sirius Channel 127. And, of course, at bradblog.com, where we will have streaming links, chat room, and everything else. By the way, some breaking news here during the show that I don't give a damn about. Sarah Palin has officially announced that she is not running for president in 2012. Brother, who cares? We'll see you next week. Same Brad time, same Brad channel. Until then, we will see you at bradblog.com.